welcome to the Shipley Podcast, Episode 1. I'm your host, Mallory Price, and I am here with Brad Douglas. And together we are going to discuss current trends in global business development. Brad Douglas is Executive Vice President of Global Strategy for Shipley Associates. Shipley is a Davis County, Utah-based global professional services firm focused on helping companies compete for and win high-value contracts. Brad, welcome, and thank you for joining me today.
Thank you, Mallory. Glad to be here.
So your company has been in the proposal management, proposal writing business for a long time, almost 50 years, right?
That's right.
I'd imagine you've seen plenty of changes. Could you share with us some of the industry changes you've seen most recently?
Sure. This is a very interesting topic. And for as long as I can remember, Mallory, companies have had to compete in order to win work and to win contracts, whether they're selling products or services or both. Winning business, winning contracts really is at the heart of any business. And so for large value contracts in highly competitive markets, most companies actually do have to compete. And that usually requires some form of a proposal, a written proposal, an oral briefing, but a formal proposal of some sort by vendors or suppliers is usually required. It's no different really than what we do in our personal lives.
Sure.
If you're going to put on a new roof, if you're going to look for new tires for your car, we shop around, we make companies or people compete for our business. And this competition, this fierce competition between companies for workload is really at the core of what we do. And that's what's helped us stay focused. But what's really interesting is that the way companies buy and acquire services is always changing. So this really gets to your question, is, you know, what is our core business and what changes have we seen in the market? So business development, the way we go about competing, is always changing. There's always some uncertainty in how customers are going to buy and how they're going to view our product or service. But this is exactly why we have stuck to that core, because of competition. Whether it be the government competing for work in government space or businesses competing, the need for a proposal seems to always be there in order to win. So even as the federal government, you know, as they make their changes to how they acquire, it sometimes is very confusing to companies on how to go win those contracts. And so that's why we stayed true to our core business through all of these changes.
Very interesting. Is it mainly the government that exhibits this uncertainty in acquiring services or products?
Actually, no. You know, that for a long time was a lot of what we focused on. But today, for example, the ability to sell our product or service globally has really opened up interesting opportunities for businesses who want to sell or compete internationally. So no, it's not just the government. It's businesses and the global expansion of business that has also played a big role.
Yeah, interesting. So do any or all of these changes keep you awake at night?
Yeah, that's a good question. And I would have to say yes and no. Let me explain. Some of the staying awake at night for me isn't necessarily about the changes in the way customers buy. But most recently, what's been keeping me awake is the way our business at Shipley has actually had to adjust in order to keep pace with these changes. And the biggest change for us, or redirection for us, has been this global international expansion and how to adapt.
Right.
So this shift in how businesses are leveraging global technology and acquiring services globally. Many of them have adopted what we call a follow the sun strategy, where they want products and services to be around the globe all the time. That's part of what's kept me awake a little bit.
Okay. Okay, so this follow the sun approach, can you explain that a little bit more? I'd like to hear more about that.
Okay. Let me use an example.
Okay.
A client example. We have one client. They're a large global IT company, services and products. And this client was looking for ways to better support their global sales force. They were finding that their sales executives were spending way too much time preparing proposals, for example, for mm-hmm. their potential customers. And this was happening all across the world. So they came up with a strategy and a design and an idea, really, to create this follow the sun support system for their sales team, where they wanted to have someone like Shipley provide proposal support to their sales team. And so they actually contracted with us a little over a year ago to establish proposal centers of excellence, if you will, in various countries. For example, Eastern Europe, Central America, over in India, and then there's a U.S. hub. So we've got all time zones, all regions of the world covered through this Follow the Sun proposal support network supporting this particular client. So that's what we mean by Follow the Sun. We're in every time zone, covering the globe, providing complete coverage for their sales teams.
Okay, that is a very fascinating approach.
Yes, and so as their teams, sales teams, compete for contracts around the globe, they always have access to proposal support.
Interesting.
And it's around the clock. Last year alone, we recruited, hired, trained over 60 professionals in these global locations, these mm-hmm. hubs, centers of excellence. And so these sales teams now know that they can access this type of capability to help them compete for work and win work.
So you actually have trained business proposal personnel on the ground in each of these locations, like India, Costa Rica, Romania, Australia, to support sales and proposal work?
That's right. That's right. And aside from that, we also have global Shipley offices, not just supporting this one particular client, but we have fully functional and operational Shipley affiliate offices in 11 other countries, and they can provide support to Shipley clients as well.
This then goes back to my earlier question about changes you've seen in the proposal and business development market. Is this one of the changes? How did this change come about, if it is one of those changes?
This is one of those changes. And companies are competing on a much more global scale. No longer is it just domestic or local or regional. And part of that has been technology. Technology has allowed us in our business to support clients more virtually. We don't have to necessarily always be on site with the client because of technology advances. So we don't always have to be in the same room, so to speak, to work with them on a high value opportunity or bid.
That's amazing. Technology is certainly taking over in a global way. So when you say technology is helping you and letting you support clients more virtually, what does that look like for Shipley?
Again, probably the best way to explain this would be to use an example for you of a client. This particular client is in the West Coast of the U.S., and they're a research and development lab client, and they are bidding most of their workload, their research, their services to NASA. And the nature of their workload, it ebbs and flows. So they have a lot of peaks and valleys in having to prepare proposals for to secure workload from NASA. So they can't afford to have dedicated proposal professionals, proposal managers, writers, graphics people, editors. They can't afford to have those people on staff full time.
Okay.
So what they've done is they reached out to us and said, could you provide a virtual team so that this team can kind of be on call as needed, when needed, and we'll engage Shipley proposal expertise as the work ebbs and flows. And so it's all because of technology, Mallory. The technology advances the way that you can work these proposals and these projects, mostly virtual. Yes, we need to be on site occasionally, but a lot of this work on for this particular client, because of the nature of the work, can be done virtually. And so that's what I mean when I say some of the workload has expanded more virtually.
Okay. So you've mentioned proposal support a couple of times or touched on it. What does that look like?
Yeah, and like I mentioned with this one particular client, that could be someone to manage a proposal effort, a proposal manager. Sometimes a client might need just support writing, you know, writing content, creating proposal graphics, developing the message. Some of our clients just need editors, someone to edit existing content, or many of our clients need end-to-end proposal support, Mallory. So by end-to-end, I mean start to finish. You start at the very beginning of a proposal effort, and you work with that client with a small team of people all the way through submittal of the proposal. So it varies a lot when we talk about proposal support.
Okay. Great. So in terms of these changes that we've been talking about, how is that impacting Shipley and your business?
Another great question. Our traditional core business of providing proposal training and proposal support, as we've talked about, with actual experienced personnel, has stayed very, very strong. That is strong. What has really impacted our business in a different way is this global support we talked about earlier. That has added a new dimension to the Shipley business. It hasn't changed our core at all. Our core still is very, very strong, intact, and it's what we do and do very well. But it's this global opportunity to have this follow the sun, these centers of excellence all around the globe that really has changed us, and the implementing of technology. When technology advances have allowed us to support more clients in a blended way, on-site and virtual, those are the changes that have come about.
Excellent. That's fantastic to hear that you've been able to keep your core business intact amidst all of these changes. So are most of your traditional customers large business in the government contracting market or otherwise?
Most of our clients are larger businesses. They're not necessarily all government contractors. I would say our mix is somewhere about 55 or 60% of our customers are government contractors bidding on high value, highly complex opportunities with the government. About 35%-ish of our work is business to business. So a business pursuing other business with other businesses. About 10% of our work, and this is actually the growing segment too, is with education and nonprofit. And so more and more nonprofits are having to compete for dollars, funding, and it requires a fairly sophisticated proposal often. And so they turn to Shipley to help with that. And even universities they get a lot of money through grants, and especially their research and development arms of universities. And so more and more universities are also reaching out for us to either train their people on how to write some of these grant proposals or actually come in and help them on those. So that's kind of the mix of business that we're involved in. mostly private sector work, you know, companies as opposed to working direct to the government. We don't do a lot of direct to the government work. It's mostly businesses competing for work, either with the government, with two other businesses, or in the nonprofit education space.
Fascinating. Well, Brad, this has certainly been enlightening for me and hopefully for many of our listeners as well. I think I now understand better why I've heard you say that Shipley is the best kept secret in Utah. You really do have a significant role globally in helping companies compete for and win that business. So thank you for your time today. Do you have any final comments on the topic?
Just one quick thing, Mallory, and that is, and most of the listeners are going to know this, but the speed of change in business is absolutely incredible. We can wake up tomorrow and there's a new competitor, you know, competing in our market space, and we maybe didn't even know they were coming. Or one of our customers has decided to go global in their approach, in their sales approach. So that is what fascinates me about the business we're in. We get to the heart of a lot of our client organizations because competing for work is at the heart of their business. And so you combine that with the speed of change and how businesses and industries are changing, it's very, very exciting. And so thank you for this chance to discuss this. And we are a well-known secret here in Utah, probably more well-known globally than we are in our backyard. And this has been a great opportunity. So thank you.
Okay, well, thank you. And thank you for your perspective on some of these changes in global business development and how those are being addressed. So thank you.
Thank you.
Once again, this is the Shipley Podcast, and this has been episode one on current trends in global business development. You can find this podcast at shipleywins.com. That's where it will reside, and you can also read the transcript there as well. So thank you again, Brad, and thank you, listeners, for tuning in today.